Side 3.
Chapter 7. Picasso was suing Sherlock and other unnamed defendants for injunctive relief in an effort to stop them from urinating on his roses. A little misdirected urine was not going to upset the balance of life at Trumbull, but Picasso also wanted damages in the amount of $500. $500 was a serious matter. The dispute had been festering since the past summer, when Picasso caught Sherlock in the act, and the assistant warden had finally intervened. He asked the brethren to settle the matter. Suit was filed. Then Sherlock hired an ex-lawyer named Ratliff, yet another tax evader, to stall, delay, postpone, and file frivolous pleadings, the usual routine for those practicing the art of law on the outside. But Ratliff's tactics didn't sit well with the brethren, and neither Sherlock nor his lawyer was held in high esteem by the panel. Picasso's rose garden was a carefully tended patch of dirt next to the gym. It had taken him 3 years of bureaucratic wars to convince some mid-level paper pusher in Washington that such a hobby was and always had been therapeutic, since Picasso suffered from several disorders. Once the garden was approved, the warden quickly signed off, and Picasso dug in with both hands. He got his roses from a supplier in Jacksonville, which in itself took another box of paperwork. His real job was that of a dishwasher in the cafeteria, for which he earned 30 cents an hour. The warden refused his request to be classified as a gardener, so the roses were deemed a hobby. During the season, Picasso could be seen early and late in his little patch, on all fours, tilling and digging and watering. He even talked to his flowers. The roses in question were Belinda's dream, a pale pink rose, not particularly beautiful, but loved by Picasso nonetheless. When they arrived from the supplier, everybody at Trumbull knew that the Belindas were there. He lovingly planted them in the front and center of his garden. Sherlock began urinating on them just for the sheer hell of it. He wasn't fond of Picasso anyway, because he was a notorious liar, and peeing on the man's roses just seemed appropriate for some reason. Others caught on. Sherlock encouraged them by assuring that they were in fact helping the roses by adding fertilizer. The Belindas lost their pinkness and began to fade, and Picasso was horrified. An informant left a note under his door, and the secret was out. His beloved garden had become a favorite watering hole. 2 days later, he ambushed Sherlock, caught him in the act, and the two chubby, middle-aged white men had an ugly wrestling match on the sidewalk. The plants turned a dull yellow, and Picasso filed suit. When it finally reached trial, after months of delays by Ratliff, the brethren were already tired of it. They had quietly pre-assigned the case to Justice Finn Yarber, whose mother had once raised roses, and after a few hours of research, he had informed the other two that urine would, in fact, not change the color of the plants. So 2 days before the hearing, they reached their decision. They would grant the injunction to keep Sherlock and the other pigs from spraying Picasso's roses, but they would not award damages. For 3 hours, they listened to grown men bicker about who peed where and when and how often. At times, Picasso, acting as his own attorney, was near tears as he begged his witnesses to squeal on their friends. Ratliff, counsel for the defense, was cruel and abrasive and redundant. And after an hour, it was obvious he deserved his disbarment, whatever his crimes may have been.